This morning, the word that the Lord gave me, and if I get into it, I get into it, but He said to me, speak to my people about the signature of heaven. He said, many people have said that I've sent them, but they lack my signature. They lack my signature. Blood disease, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Someone in this place, you've been struggling with the sugar in the blood. I don't know who you are, but the Lord knows. I command your sugar levels to come to normal. Any problems in the blood, I command that blood to be taken out of you now and the blood of Christ to begin to flow through you in Jesus' name. The next test that you go to, they'll let you know. The doctor will look at you and be confounded. And when he does this, it'll be a sign unto you that God really is in heaven and that God is truly a way maker. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but when this testimony comes, when the doctor looks at you and says, I don't know how to explain the change in your blood, I pray that you will point to the heavens and say, my God. Can you say amen? So we must be a people that arise in this hour. That is why the Great Faith Dome exists. This isn't to have quiet click church with no impact. If this church was taken away tomorrow, our whole city should feel it. Our whole city should recognize that something has happened. This place is not just for us to come and to have a quiet service and to leave the same way. This is a place where God will move by His fire, move by His glory, move by His Spirit and touch His servants. And then He will commission them to do what He has called them to do. This will be a place of encounters like are happening right now. But every encounter with God will result in someone being sent. Where are you sent to? You are sent to your areas of influence. You are sent to that book club that you go to with all those ladies, all those men. You are sent to the hospitals for you who are nurses. You are not just there as a nurse. Before you are a nurse, you are a child of God, anointed and appointed on the scene for such a time as this. So that when the doctor looks at a patient and says, there's nothing we can do. When the doctor walks out, you can step forward and say, sir, ma'am, there's nothing that man can do, but my God, He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you might ask, think, or begin to imagine. He is a healer. He is a provider. He can turn your life around today. And you shall lay your hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And you shall cast out devils. There will come a time, and I feel the need to prophesy this, and this is a bold prophecy. There will come a time where hospitals in this city will be empty. In the name of Jesus. And I said this the last time, there will come a time where the tavern owners will not like us because their taverns will be empty as well. That's all right. You can give a 3 out of 10 shout. Your children will not be at the taverns. Your children will not be at the bars. Your children will be in the house of God, getting filled with the new wine of heaven, casting out devils wherever they go, healing the sick in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to do what God has called us to do, a fire must rest upon us. Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12. You can put it on the screen for me. Will I be able to see it on the monitor? Oh, there we go. Is that Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12? I was about to say, my goodness, unless I was reading something different this morning. There we go. Everyone say, there we go. There we go. the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall arrange the burnt offering on it, and shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. Next scripture. Fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. Say continually. It shall not go out. Say it shall not go out. The fire in your spirit must not go out. I've taught on this before, but I feel the leading of the Holy Ghost to touch this morning. That the fire that burns in your spirit cannot go out. We must put fresh wood every day that we wake up. We're feasting upon the word of God. We're adding wood to the fire because our destiny is calling. And your destiny is not for you. It's for the people out there. There is a great commission for us to fulfill as a church. And to fulfill it effectively, we must have fire. Last week, Friday, I think it was, during the conference, I touched on it earlier, or touched on it briefly, about Moses encountering fire. And the Moses that returned to Egypt was not the Moses that fled Egypt. Because when you encounter fire, everything changes. You see, when you have a fire burning in your spirit from heaven, it matters not what confronts you. It matters not what stands in your way. Greater is he that is on the inside of you than he that is in the... So there will be those in the world that will try and stand against you. There will be those that will try and hinder you and stop you. But the greater one dwells on the inside of you. The fire that burns in your spirit, the conviction of the mission that God has called you to, burns too hot on the inside of you to stagnate and do nothing for God. That is why you can't sit at the hospital as a nurse and shut your mouth. That's why you can't be a lecturer at one of the universities and just be quiet while the next generation is falling apart. That is why you can't be a lawyer while you're at the court and just stand there still like everybody else. Because there's a fire that's shut up in your bones. And if you don't open up your mouth, that thing's going to burn until you do. Our destinies are not for us. They're for the people out there. And we are called to continue the work of Christ. We are called and ordained to continue his work. He said, go ye therefore. He hasn't told us to come yet. So we're going to continue going. But when we go in power. Someone shout power. Power. Someone shout power. We cannot go in our own strength. We cannot fulfill a supernatural instruction with natural empowerment. See, that is why before the disciples went, they waited. Luke 24:49. Tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power, shall power from on high. So before we can go, we need to have power from heaven. Because understand something. When you go, people will say, who sent you? Moses said to God, if they ask, who sent me? What must I say? God reveals his name to Moses. I am that I am. But Moses doesn't stop there. Moses says, but what if they say that you didn't appear to me? What if they say God didn't actually appear to you? He said, what is in your hand? And it was a staff. If God can use a staff to divide the Red Sea, if God can use spit to open blind eyes, if God can use a shadow to cast out devils and heal the sick, if God can use a handkerchief from Paul to get someone delivered, how much more can God use you in this hour to turn this world upside down once again? But we need to have the signature of heaven, because the signature of heaven, it authenticates your sending. Amen. Who sent you? Do I know you? Have I seen you before? Where do you come from? the supernatural. Signs, wonders, and miracles is the signature of heaven. It authenticated the ministry of Jesus Christ. Turn to Acts chapter 2 quickly. Acts chapter 2. Do you feel the Holy Ghost this morning? Are you glad that you came to church in like blizzard conditions? You pushed through the rain and you came to church. Are you glad that you're here? May God take every person that came to church in this venue to a new level this morning. Shout amen. Come on, look at the person next to you and tell them I'm leveling up. Amen. There will come a time where there'll be traffic jams on Sunday mornings on this highway in Jesus' name. But you won't be stuck in it because you'll come so early to church that you'll be at the front in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Come on. Hallelujah. 83 days away from Faith Revival 5.0. I mean, that was a subpar shout. Someone shout. All right, let's start in verse 14. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. This is the outpouring of the Spirit of God. The Bible says in verse 14, something amazing happens. Then Peter stepped forward. I have that underlined and highlighted in my Bible. Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, it turns you into a different person. The same Peter that denied Christ to a servant girl, all of a sudden surrounded by thousands, the Bible says he stepped forward. Because when the Spirit of God comes upon you, it turns you into somebody else. The Bible says when the Spirit of God came upon the King Saul, he was turned into another man. Look at someone say, I'm not who I used to be. I'm a lot prettier now, amen. I'm a lot more handsome now, amen. I'm anointed with the Holy Ghost and fire, amen. Come on, ladies, you are beautiful. You were beautiful before, but even now with Jesus, my goodness. Hallelujah. Gentlemen, you look stronger than ever in Jesus' name. More handsome, amen. You get better with time. Hallelujah. Come on, don't grow quiet on me now. We're in church today. We're going to shout this roof off today in Jesus' name. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. The people are not drunk as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. Some of you were drunk this morning, 9 o'clock. Praise God. Amen. Drunk with the Holy Ghost. No hangover. Amen. Signs and wonders and miracles. Praise God for the new wine of heaven. I'm telling you, I'm not ashamed of it. We're not ashamed of it in this place. And if it was your first time in this church today, it's too late for you to leave now. Everyone thinks you're crazy. Amen. Praise the Lord. The things that I hear people say about this church, I'm thinking, my goodness, this church here, Faith Church? Sure. Remember, I heard someone say that they lock people in. I was thinking, man, if you want to leave, I'll go and hold the door open for you and say goodbye. Can you say amen? Praise God. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is too much early for that. Know what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. I'm reading in the NLT version. Verse 18. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike. And they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders. Someone say wonders. Come on, shout better than that. Wonders. In the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone, say everyone, who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're in this place and you've never called upon the name of the Lord, just hold on. We're going to get there. Amen. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the text I want to get to now, verse 22. People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed, signed off on, authenticated, approved, accredited. Who? Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth. How did he accredit him? How did he authenticate him? How did he endorse him? Through what? People of Israel, listen, God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing what? Powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know.